This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
This episode of Best of the Rest is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is the leading provider of audiobooks with over 200,000 titles to choose from. Go to nerdylegion.com/audible, sign up for a trial membership, and receive 2 free audiobooks. That's audible.com.
Yeah, we should talk about previews. Previews.
Previews, the May book for comics that are be coming out in July, for the most part. Yeah. Some of them later.
You know, I guess I've been listening too much to 2BT because they sit there and they talk for a while and they don't even say what's going on. Hi, I'm Dennis.
I'm Jay.
And you're at Best of the Rest, and we're doing the May previews.
Yes.
I don't know. You think we're going to go for 2.5 hours tonight, or are we going to shorten it down?
Probably not. It's already getting... I don't see that we need to go 2.5 hours, but
we'll see where we end up. I actually got. Oh, this is the first month. Did you notice you got the print previews?
Yes, I did.
So you got the now where's DC its own separate little magaziney.
I noticed that, and it's easier to go through now.
Well, yeah, I think that's what they did so you could see all of that. Oh, have you gone through it?
Yeah, I've gone through it.
I don't know if I'm going to talk about any DC stuff, but That one Mr. Miracle cover, I can't figure out if it's cover A or B, where it's like Dark Side and the Negative. Oh, that's a sweet looking book.
Yeah.
Just from the cover.
It is.
I may have to get me 2 or 3 of those.
There may be a couple of things I might mention out of the DC book. But yeah, now they've got their own split out book like Marvel.
So. Yeah, and I think Boom and Dynamite are now premier publishers, so they're at the front and they get a little bit more... page space.
Right. But who's leading off now is Image.
Yeah. Imagine that. So let's take a look here at the Image.
So are we going through the page or?
I have got what the, gallery view. So I can look at some of the covers and such.
Okay.
There's a few of them I want to figure out the covers for when we get down to them, like that Mr. Miracle. Oh, that's such a sweet thing. So, I don't know about you, but you look at the first line there, and that unnatural covers kind of grab you a little bit.
Yeah, it does. That's the cover B, is what you're talking about.
Cover A.
Well, cover A too, but cover B is definitely Zenoscope inspired cover, you might say.
Yeah, it could be. But you know what? It's an Italian comic, and we've been loving the European comics that have been coming over from Lion's Forge.
That is true. That is true.
So I think I was reading on it, so it was an Italian comic. So Leslie is a simple pig girl, and she loves sushi, she's stuck with a job she hates, and she lives under a brutal totalitarian government, one that punishes transgressors for anything deemed unnatural. So I'll just leave it at that. And it's this Italian hit series by Mirka Andolfo.
Yes, I may pick it up. I don't know. I'm unclear on whether I'm going to get this one or not. And it says here it's the first issue of a 12, so it's a 12-issue miniseries.
And they tell you that up front instead of just leading you on.
But I might get the cover B just for speculation, because who knows?
It may be there you go. And you know, that almost looks like a Fiona Staples cover. But it's a Manera cover.
Right.
So. But it's almost got that Saga look.
It does.
Almost.
Of course, now everybody that's listening to us is yelling at their car or whatever, because we're talking about a cover that they can't see, right?
Exactly. But I'm always yelling at other people when I'm listening to podcasts. So it's just natural.
That's true.
Especially when they sit there and they're trying to name Robins and they're sitting there messing up how many Robins they are and what their names are and stuff like that. So, well, that's just a whole nother thing. So what else here in Image? There's Ice Cream Man. I heard Martin really liked that. And I've heard some things. I'm going to check it out whenever the trade paperback comes out. But issue 5 is coming out.
Awesome. Yeah, well, issue 5 starts a new arc. I think they've...
Well, I thought it was an anthology. So how can you have arcs to an anthology?
Well, I don't know. That's what it says. I'm just going by what it says in the previews.
I am confused.
The next arc begins with issue 5.
Well, I guess I'll find out whenever I read the trade paperback.
Yep.
You know, the whole nice thing about going through it digitally is like you're supposed to have covers that bring you in, but then you get these books like New World One where it's like Image coming soon.
Right.
So I have to click on it to see what that's about. So I'm kind of curious.
No, that sucks.
Oh, it's the United States of America after the Second Civil War. It sounds like. Well, it can't be alternative history if it's in the future, correct?
Sure, it can be alternative future history.
But if it's in the future, is it history?
This is as esoteric as perceived values of comics. So.
Exactly. But that does that subscribe to the theory that all time exists at the same time? We're just traveling through it, but it all exists already?
Well, yeah.
And there is no free choice?
That's one view, certainly.
Okay. Onward. I see the new arc of Redneck starting up. I'm trying to decide if I like that or not. It's Donny Cates.
I didn't like Redneck as well as I liked God Country.
Oh, it's two totally different. Like,
right, I don't either.
Stories, for but sure.
I didn't care for Redneck as well as I did some of his other work.
Yeah. Ooh, and I see Seven to Eternity's coming back finally after what? Black Mask break.
Right.
I think that's lost a lot of momentum. So
it seems tough, yeah.
Oh, what else do we have? Oh, look, there's the... I'm having 90s flashbacks with Aphrodite 5 and Cyber Force and Witchblade and Youngblood. And then there's Aphrodite 9. Oh, so there's an Aphrodite 5 and an Aphrodite 9? Interesting. Now, that could be intriguing. Ooh, but I see Black Science 37. I think I got the latest issue of that yesterday, and I think there was a commenting in the letters page that there's only 7 issues left, so I think that put it at 42, so Black Science from Remender is starting to wind down with its final arc, which I've thoroughly enjoyed Black Science.
One I did not read, and I'm a big Remender fan, so I'm not sure why. I just didn't get started early enough, and I decided I didn't want to try to catch up on it.
I get the trades. Well, I think it's worth a read in trades.
Now, on that same subject... Or on that same vein of something that's coming to an end, and you might want to read in trades, Descender is finally coming to an end at issue 32.
You know, I've had that queued up in Hoopla, and right. I just haven't had time to, like, read it and see.
I've got a lot of the trades that I've picked up. I just haven't – I've gotten behind on reading it. It's a great series. I really enjoyed it, but it's going to be wrapping up with issue number 32, which comes out July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the date. July 25th is when.
There you go.
So, I don't know what Lemire's going to do now with all that free time on his hand when he's...
I don't know. Black Hammer?
Well, that was a totally tongue-in-cheek comment because...
Yeah, exactly. Still instead of having 16 books, he's going to have 15.
Well, wait till we get to Slacker. Dark Horse. Wait till we get to Dark Horse, because there's a new book there I want to talk about. So,
Slacker. So, all right. Looks like we got some trades of Drifter, Elephant Men, Eternal Empire, End Times. There's some Fear Agent. I think Paul really likes Fear Agent. That's a Remender I've never read. So, maybe at some point I may have to check that out. Let's see. Gideon Falls. I got the first issue of that and have not continued it. It was interesting. It's just,
I'm enjoying it.
Like, you've gone and gotten additional issues?
Yeah, well, there's only been, I think the third one just came out. I can't remember.
Yep.
No, the second one, because, yeah, there's 2 issues of it that are out, I think. I'm enjoying it enough to keep going with it. Yes.
Well, I think I decided that was one I might do in trade. And, then we get to Hit Girl, which I am totally, I've gotten 3 issues, and I've only really gotten those 3 issues, 3 or 4 issues, because I've gotten them in the past, and I've really liked it in the past, but this series, I'm really just not feeling it. So I'm kind of stuck in that no man's land of I hate not completing a series, but why should I buy something I'm not enjoying?
Well, you may want to get this, the cover C for this issue 6, because it's drawn by Rob Liefeld.
But you know what? It's written by Jeff Lemire.
Yes.
Maybe that's what's made it tolerable. I knew that. But honestly, when I think about it, I think it has been the art that's been kind of getting me. And I know everybody hates to hear that word scratchy, but this art is scratchy.
That's a new term. I haven't heard that much. I know what you mean by it, but it's kind of an interesting take.
Well, the covers are nothing like the interior.
Right.
So, or maybe it's a new arc.
I don't know. I haven't read about it enough. Hit Girl.
Well,
it's not one I've been reading, so.
No. All right. And then finishing it off, it looks like we have some Image first. So you get the reprint, $1 reprints of Famous Comics. So you can get a $1 reprint of issue 1s of Chew, Descender, Invincible, Outcast, Saga, Manifest Destiny, Spawn. Well, that's old.
I'm not interested in any of those $1 Image first. Never have been, really. But I mean, if you want to try out a series, or you've heard about one, then that's not a bad investment, I guess.
You know what I've done, ended up doing? Because these are usually the perceived high value books. And what I'll usually do is if I'm going to get one of my issues like slabbed, they usually have like either an Image first or a DC first, or they'll have a $1 reprint. I'll use that to throw into my PC to hold the space. So if I want to read it, I can read the reprint and get the other one slabbed or keep it protected better.
Makes sense.
Good. So it looks, yeah. Now we have a bunch of Invincible, quite a bit of Invincible.
A series that's supposed to be very good, but I'm not interested. Never have been.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe it's just not for us. Oh, and then there's Kick-Ass with some great JRJR art. It's like some of his art is hit and miss with me. What he's doing in Kick-Ass, I actually like. So the stuff he was doing like in, what was that Batman book?
All-Star Batman?
Yeah, that was just ugh. Yeah. But it's actually pretty good in Kick-Ass. So I don't know how he changes his style to where it's... I just don't know.
I don't know either.
And let's see. Then there's a bunch of trade paperbacks for Manifest Destiny. Ooh, and then there's Moonshine. I really enjoy Moonshine.
Another that I've never picked up.
I see Oblivion Song. So I've read the first two issues of that. It's pretty interesting. I may switch over the trades for it, though. Ooh, Port of Earth. Port of Earth's been pretty good. Ooh, and a new Paper Girls is starting back up, too. Ah.
Another one that I read the first few issues, didn't get into it.
It's Brian K. Vaughan. How can you not like Brian K. Vaughan?
Very easily not like Brian K. Vaughan.
So we found something finally that we disagree on. We finally found something tonight that we disagree on.
Brian K. Vaughan is not a favorite of me.
Why
the Last Man? Okay, I'll give you that one. I forgot about that.
Ex Machina?
Ex Machina, yeah.
Or Machina. Is it Machina or Machina?
I've always heard it.
Is my Latin all messed up?
I've always heard it as Machina, but I will stand aside if that's somebody wants to correct me.
Well, I have no idea because that was the voice in my head that was telling me how it was pronounced years ago when I was a child, so it could be wrong.
Okay. I don't know. Just the thing about when I think about Vaughn now is Saga. Everybody loves Saga except me. I don't like it.
I like it. It's entertaining. I don't go gaga over it like everybody, you know, like some people do. But you gotta love Why the Last Man.
Absolutely, that is definitely one of the better books of the last 25 years.
So, let's see. Prophet. A lot of Prophet. Rat Queens. I was getting the Realm. I don't know if I've missed some issues or I just don't care. So I may have to see. Ooh, Royal City 13. Now, that's still ongoing, right?
Well, according to what preview says, they call this the penultimate chapter, which means next to last. So,
yeah, I thought this is the thing he was going to write for years and years and years.
Well, it may be that this is coming to an end, that he will come back to it later. He's taking a hiatus on it. I don't know. I haven't heard. I tried to do some looking up and see if there was anything about it, because that shocked me when I read this, because I thought, it was going to be sort of ongoing for quite a while, but apparently it's going to end, at least for the time being, after 14.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Oh, and there's your favorite, Saga.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's see, and then we're getting some more Oh, no, there's Savage Dragon, and then we get some... Well, some of it I haven't heard of, I don't remember. Sea of Red, Scales and Scoundrels. But then there's the Seven to Eternity. And then Shudder. Do you ever remember Shudder?
No, don't.
And then Spawn. I think Spawn's been getting a lot of activity lately because there's been some Matina covers. And I know he's a popular artist that people like to collect his covers. So they've been going gaga over his Spawn covers lately.
Right.
I think he's either been doing some Batman or some Deathstroke or some Justice League or other covers where Batman's been featured on the cover. And I think people have been really, really trying to get those too.
I've missed those. If that's the case.
So, Thief of Thieves, Walking Dead, and then we get into Apparel. Oh, then we're back to comics. There's some Witchblade again, trade paperback, and Zero. So yep. I guess that's finishing up the image. Scroll back up so we can minimize that, and I think we're on the Dark Horse. So yes. What is it in Dark Horse that's caught your eye?
The Quantum Age. The first thing that's listing there is Gem of the Month. And this is yet another book that's under, quote, from the world of Black Hammer.
The Eisner Award-winning Black Hammer.
So Lemire's doing another book that's set in this universe, and this one that says it's set 1,000 years in the future. A collection of superheroes inspired by the legendary heroes of Black Hammer Farm must band together to save the planet from an authoritarian regime. A young Martian must find a way to reform the Quantum League to save the world while solving the riddle of what happened to the great heroes of the 20th century. So yet another, he is really expanding this into...
Yeah, he's creating his own shared universe. Well, his own little universe there.
And that was why I was made that sarcastic comment about what is he going to do with all his free time now? Because he is writing so much stuff. I cannot believe the amount of work that Lemire puts out. And Ken,
well, he has so many stories in his head that just need an outlet.
It's mind-boggling to me. I mean,
maybe he just dictates and he has something that just records the word so he can just get it out so fast. Or maybe he's a fast typer.
I don't know. But and it's all good stuff. I mean, it really is all good stuff. It's not like he's putting out a few good books and then crap. It's just, it's champagne writing. But I'm looking forward to that one because I'm really enjoying all the Black Hammer and ancillary Black Hammer stuff.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. There's a She Could Fly.
Yeah, that looks kind of interesting to me. I'm not familiar much with the work of Christopher Cantwell.
The part that she's flying, or that the part where she suddenly dies in a fiery explosion midair?
Well, just the whole story. I mean, there's this woman that who can fly at 120 miles an hour, heights above 2,000 feet. She dies. And now,
in a fiery explosion. Can't forget the fiery part.
Fiery explosion. And then this young 15-year-old girl becomes interested and obsessed with learning everything about her. So, I don't know. This may go on my list of things to look for in Hoopla or pick up a trade later, but it's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, so let's see. Then we got some Aliens Predators. We got some Buffy the Vampire Slayer, some Conan. All stuff that's ending or gone. there's some Hellboy trade paperbacks, and then Koshki to Deathless trade paperback, MST3K coaster set. Ooh.
But there's not much else in Dark Horse that I saw that I didn't at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking through now. There's Blackwood. Some, I mean, it's all trade paperbacks.
Well, there's Aether Copper Golems is continuing.
Yeah, 3 of 5. Ooh, I like that B cover. And let's see, then there's a bunch more Hellboy trade paperbacks. Ooh, there's a Mind Management. I gotta read Mind Management sometime. I have not read anything of that except that special edition issue that Matt Kent put out a couple of months ago that you had to order online from him special.
Right.
And that seemed interesting. It's got me wanting to go back now and read the other, but it looks like there's 6 volumes.
So. Yeah, I think 6 total. It's a great story. It is good stuff.
Then there's some more trade paperbacks. I see Old Boy. That looks like a manga of some sort.
Yeah, I just sort of got to where I would just glance over these trades.
Yeah. Well, there's small. I mean, there's Sword Daughter, which for some reason I was remembering that, and that seems. Oh, I think that seems interesting to me. I think it's set with the Vikings or something. Dag and his semi-feral daughter.
I don't know.
I want to think I read a preview of that somewhere, and it was interesting to me.
Brian Wood's writing it.
I know, and I love everything Brian Wood usually writes, especially when it's historical.
All right. So maybe worth picking up when that starts.
Well, then a bunch of Tarzan, and then Tomb Raider, then World of Tanks.
Yes. Now, are you interested? Because you were talking about maybe being interested in World of Tanks. Is that something you're going to pick up or wait for training?
Well, you know, I wasn't, but you know what? That World of Tanks, I think it's written by Ennis.
Yep, it is.
So it's an Ennis war comic. And if there's one thing he knows how to do, it's write war comics.
No, because that's what we talked about, that same thing. About it.
And, you know, the whole World of Tanks kind of turns me off, but the whole Ennis thing turns me on, so.
So it's a wash.
I might take a look in the shop, flip through it, and decide if I want it then or not. Oh, and then there's the latest Frank Miller, Xerxes Fall of the House of Darius, from the world of 300. So then we get into IDW. Which usually is a bunch of licensed properties. So I see the Assassinistas trade paperback, so that's probably ended by then.
Yes. Or at least the first arc. I don't know if there's going to be a second arc on it or not.
Yeah, how do you feel the Black Crown stuff is doing for IDW?
How's it doing for them? I couldn't tell you. I mean, I'm enjoying the reading. I'm enjoying it, reading it, but I don't know. I don't hear a lot of talk about it. I really don't. None of the guys, haven't really heard anybody like on our Discord channel talking about it much. So I don't know who's reading it and who's not. So
That's because they're watching Batman Ninja.
That's true. That is true.
So, ooh, I see that there's a new Star Trek New Visions. Oh, that's a trade paperback. So it's a collection of them. God, I love the Star Trek New Visions. Oh, it's so good. And I see there's another Star Trek Next Generation Terra Incognita. It looks like everything that IDW is doing with, if it's not the original series and the New Visions, they're doing all Mirror Universe stuff for some reason.
Right. I'm trying to find the page. So,
But people love that.
Right.
Probably. Wait a second. Are you doing the paper version? Or are you
doing both. I'm going through, but I'm also...
Oh, both. Aren't they? Don't they have the same thing?
Well...
Except in the digital version, you can actually see all the covers?
Yeah. The difference being on this page, not all of the things... Like, I was trying to find the Black Crown section, because it has all the Black Crown books together. But it doesn't on this website page.
Yeah, which we can't figure out because part of it's in alphabetical order, then you'll get somewhere, then it starts over and all that. So yeah, it's a totally convoluted, whatever organization system they have that drives my need to organize things crazy.
Because there is one, it's under E. There is a new Black Crown book coming out, their fourth book. Euthanauts.
Euthanauts. Oh, I see it there.
Let's see what the write-up on this is.
Death is like outer space, a seemingly unknowable, terrifying blackness that yields beautiful discoveries and truths, if only you've got the right kind of a rocket ship. So they're treating death as a realm?
Sounds like it. At least that's part of what I'm getting out of this. All right, here's Teenie Howard, who's the author of it. Here's what she says. Euthanize is a book about death and dying as a universal concept. How do these ideas contribute to our relationship with a death space we haven't yet discovered, and what's behind the light at the end of the tunnel?
A train! So, a cosmic train.
I'm interested because like I say, it's the black ground stuff. It's weird. It's really out there. They push the envelope.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I think talking to you, it sounds like it reads better in trade.
Well, certainly Kid Lobotomy did. Punk's Not Dead I'm not having a problem following it in single issues. Assassinistas either. But yeah, definitely Kid Lobotomy, I thought, maybe a better read and trade for people.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see. Ooh, Jack Kirby Forever People Artist Edition Hardcover. Jack Kirby Commandi Artist Edition Hardcover. Mr. Miracle Artist Edition Hardcover. And New Gods Artist Edition Hardcover. Oh, just all kinds of Kirby goodness.
Yes, and I don't even know what the prices on those are going to be.
$125 a pop.
Well, first one says $125, then the others just say PI, whatever that means.
That means, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you. People are probably yelling it at us right now. But I think it's to be determined, basically.
Right. So.
Or it could be that if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. That's probably not what that means, but it's sort of.
Yeah, it's strongly hinted. It's in previews diamond speak. If you got to ask, you can't afford it, kid.
Right.
Oh, let's see. Oh, My Little Ponies, of course. And then your Transformer. Hey, there's Punk's Not Dead.
Yeah, it's still going.
Punk's being. Music genre or actual punks, kids?
It's, in this case, it's referring to a music genre because there's a character in here who is not a famous punk rocker, but he's modeled on a famous punk rocker.
Oh, let's see. Then some more stuff. Here's the actual regular Star Trek stuff. Well, it's the new Visions trade paperbacks, which are so good. So, so good. And then some more TMNT. And some more Transformers. And then Winona Earp. And some X-Files. And there we go.
Yes.
So. Oh, and then on to our DC. Okay. So, I'm not one, and I don't want to call this a rant. But, you know, I can suspend the belief with the best of them. But I cannot figure out this whole Batman wedding thing. Because why are characters saying it's a Batman-Catwoman wedding when it's supposed to be Bruce Wayne, Selina Kyle, right? It's not like they're going out and saying it's Batman and Catwoman getting married. So how do the villains know? How does anybody know?
Because if they
know Batman and Catwoman are getting married, then can't they figure out If Bruce and Selina are getting married, then it's Batman and Catwoman. I just don't understand that. I do not understand that. Now, I can see them wanting to crash Bruce Wayne's wedding. So, I'm hoping this is explained to me.
I just have to keep reading, I guess. Find out.
But it makes no sense. And I'm talking about a comic book, so.
Right.
There you go.
I
mean, I like it and all that. I just can't understand how all the villains are going, well, if Bruce Wayne and Selina are getting married, then that means Batman's getting married. I don't understand that connection. I don't think they're going around going, well, you know, hey, we got a... I don't know. I don't understand that. How's the Joker know Batman's getting married? How does the Joker know he's getting married?
I'm going to defer to the experts. So, Ronnie and Aaron, you're of the Absolute DC Podcast.
Somebody explain that to me. How does the Joker know Batman's getting married?
explain it to him.
So. I need some splaining because it makes no sense to me. Now, I will say, and I'm getting this from the, what did it come out? The DC Nation Zero or whatever that came out yet this week?
Yeah, I haven't read that
and,
yet.
Yeah, and it had that. Well, you went to, did you go to the Batman? You went to the Batman panel at C2E2, didn't you, Dot?
No, I didn't. I went somewhere else while y'all were in there.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but anywho's, it's, you'll understand once you read it. It's like, the Joker's waiting for the wedding invitation. And I'm like, how's he know?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I will defer to the DC experts. So
okay, so maybe we spent enough time here in DC. Let's see. Oh, we got one of our many Justice Leagues.
There's a whole crap load of number ones coming out in July.
Of course, you know, as we discussed, since 1939, number ones have sold issues.
Right, but I mean, some of these are bringing back series that have not been published recently, like the new Catwoman series, which I'm looking forward to this, by Joelle Jones. It's both written and drawn by Joelle Jones.
Yeah, but what about this crap like you see up there in the top thing, like DC Beach Blanket Bad Guys Special Number 1? I mean, what is the point of that? What is the point? That's something that's worth a nickel if you want to sell it back. It's worth a nickel to buy. Maybe 25 cents. Maybe 25
It's cents. 80 pages and 10 bucks, so... I don't know. Not something I'm going to be good at. But look at the names on it. Paul Dini, Tim Seeley, Shea Fontana. So I don't know. But, yeah.
I guess.
and of course, we're getting... July's when we get, finally, Superman is rescued, finally, from the doldrums or whatever he's been in. We're reinventing Superman with Brian Michael Bendis. Sorry, I'm sounding very sarcastic here. But
yeah, I agree with Aaron and that. I think they're gonna screw the pooch with Superman after it was so good.
Well, I was listening to on another podcast a panel that I didn't know it existed at C2E2. I didn't remember seeing it, where Bendis was being interviewed, and all these people started making comments about refreshing Superman, you know, kind of getting Superman back. They didn't use these words exactly, but it was always implying that, you know, we get it. Superman gets a fresh start. I didn't think he needed one. Why does he need
it? He had one.
Yes.
Rebirth was his fresh start. It was an awesome start. It was an awesome start.
So that's my rant. It's like, why do we have to redo Superman? Now, do you see what the little trick they're doing with Action Comics?
Oh, and what is that? I see 1001.
Yeah, but they're putting the comma after the one. Like you're supposed to. I mean, if you're talking about mathematically, 1,001, but it looks like, if you look at it at first glance, it looks like number one.
Let me open it up. I'm just looking at the thumbprint. I still haven't seen it. I haven't seen a cover where they've got I'm seeing the artwork, but not with the cover, not with that comma in it.
I'm looking at the print version. You have to get the print.
The print version is not within easy reach right now.
It's just, I looked at it, it says Action Comics, and then it gives a little number, the pound indicator, number 1,001. And it's just, it's very exaggerated, the comma. So it really looks like they're trying to make it look like a number one.
Yeah. Hey, there's a Matt cover.
Yep. Variant cover by David Matt. But yeah, we're getting all the new Justice League stuff.
Yeah. Just but, like, you know, honestly though, after reading, I was kind of confused about it and not too hopeful, but after reading the DC, the 25 cent special, whatever came out this week, now it kind of makes a little more sense to me. So I have better hopes for after reading that. So that actually helped. So for 25 cents, it'll make sense.
True.
Let's see. Then your various Bat books.
Oh, but they have here scheduled to come out on July 18th, Doomsday Clock number 6. Oops.
Well, no. I was reading something last night that a Doomsday Clock 5 was going to be delayed, but now it's back on schedule, so it's not going to be delayed.
Oh, I haven't heard the back on schedule. I heard it was.
Yeah, I read, where did I see that? It was some kind of something last night. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, you just don't have your ear to the ground. You're not paying attention.
That is true. That must be true.
So there you go. There's that Catwoman number one. which should be interesting. But let's see. I guess we're doing Ronnie and Aaron's work for them. Oh, that's a nice looking Batman cover. Detective? The cover B?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. And there's some Flash, some Green Arrow, some Green Lanterns, which that's been turned up to 11. I'm really liking what Venditti's is doing with Green Lanterns. Oh, such good stuff. And then you got your Harley Quinns. I remember somebody saying there was an awesome Hawkman cover. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Siegit cover with the Hawkman and a dragon. So I guess you got some Game of Thrones going on.
I suppose.
Some Injustice, which, you know what? As much as Ronnie and Aaron talk about it, maybe I am going to have to read me some Injustice.
Same here. I was just thinking that this week.
They just keep going on and on and on about it. So, okay. Just treat it as an Elseworlds title and go for it.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to go in because I've totally not read any of that. So I've got to go back and do it. So.
There's that Mr. Miracle. And I want that Darrington cover.
It's a nice cover.
That is such a sweet cover. If nothing else, peoples, if nothing else, go look at the Mr. Miracle issue 10 Darrington cover of Darkseid. Mm-mm-mm. That is something you would just frame.
It's a nice cover.
It's the use of negative space.
Yep.
I've always liked stuff that uses negative space. That is just, that is Darkseid. That's how Darkseid should look. Wow. Yeah.
Are you reading any of the Young Animal stuff?
No. I've heard good things about Mother Panic, but I've not read any of the Young Animal stuff.
I'm starting to read it. I'm liking it so far. It's different. It's DC's kind of take on doing kind of an indie feel on a lot of books.
I thought that's what Vertigo was.
No. Well, is anything coming out on Vertigo much right now?
Yeah, there's some, but.
Some, but not a lot. Not like it used to be.
No, not like it used to be, that's for sure. So let's go on. There's some Scooby-Doo, some Silencer, some Suicide Squad. Superman, yeah.
Superman number one.
Refreshed Superman.
Superman as it should be. Sorry, I'm being really smartass about it.
Well, we'll see. I didn't think it was broken.
No.
Did not think it was broken. And I guess they got to relabel Superman with one. It can't continue on with like 50, like Action does.
Well, no, of course.
1001 and all that. And you got to number one it again. Ooh, what's that? Tales of the Batman, Jerry Conway hardcover. Oh,
it's a collection. Several of these Tales of the Batman from different artists. There's one from Arparo. There's one from Brave Owl, Tim Sale. So they do these collections of stories by particular artists and creators.
Oh, there's the Wildstorm. I've actually been enjoying it, and I enjoy Michael Crea, though I wish the art was a little bit better. And then rounding it out with some Wonder Woman to finish it off.
Yep.
All right, and that's our DC, which I think the highlight was that Mr. Miracle cover. God, that's a beautiful cover. So, anywho, Marvel Comics. Well, you know what? If Superman can have a new number one, then Amazing Spider-Man can have a new number one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any lot to say with Marvel because I'm not reading anything by Marvel right now. So.
And Captain America. And Death of Inhumans. Of course, Death of Inhumans. And then there's the Cosmic Ghost Rider number one. So. But that's Donnie Cates writing that Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Yes.
You're not reading any Marvel? Did you say you're not reading any Marvel?
I'm not any right now, no.
What about some Cosmic Ghost Rider? Because it's Donny Cates.
Well, I was going to read Doctor Strange, Donny Cates' Doctor Strange, and then they took him off of it.
So, yeah, they put him on Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Right. So, is he, I don't know. I don't know. What are they going to do? Are they going to let him do one arc and then take him off and put him on something else?
I don't know, but he's also writing Death of Inhumans.
Right.
So, there's your two Donny Cates right there. On the top line.
Well, I cannot read everything by Donny Cates, and they keep moving him around and putting him on different books. I'm not interested.
You gotta track him down. Okay, so what about the X-Men Grand Design Second Genesis? Because you're not a big X-Men person.
No, I've never been able to get into X-Men. I've got to go back and read the Claremont stuff. I know I do. Everybody says I've got to go back and do that. But
oh, that's only like issues 95 through 281.
Right. So everybody says, you know, you need to read that. If you've never liked the X-Men, you'll like that. So
yeah. So let's see. So there's some Astonishing X-Men, Avengers, Black Panther, Cable, Cloak and Dagger, Daredevil. I mean, I've been reading more Marvel lately than usual. So there's Doctor Strange. But it's, you know, it's Mark Waid Doctor Strange, and he's going into space. So I am going to try that out and see how it goes. It's just like issue 3. I'm just really, really tired of the renumbering. I'm so sick of the renumbering. Just continue them on. Put a new artist on it. Continue it. Keep the numbers so I can tell what order they go.
And that may be why part of the reason I'm off of Marvel, because I don't understand what they're doing. It's like they keep moving people on and off books, renumbering. I don't know.
No.
Admittedly, I don't know enough about Marvel. I don't know their past. I don't. It's not something I read a lot as a kid. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then a bunch of Fantastic Four, which I hear are coming back, and then this Hunt for Wolverine, because apparently he's back. There's Immortal Hulk, which I guess is how they brought Hulk back. A bunch of Infinity Countdown, because I hear there's a movie out about something about Infinity. Marvel Legacy, Marvel 2-in-1, which Martin's really liking Marvel 2-in-1. I haven't read any of it, so maybe I need to. Some New Mutants, Old Man Hawkeye. I've been reading Old Man Hawkeye. I've actually enjoyed that. I thought it was just going to be a ripoff of Old Man Logan, but it's actually pretty good. I've been really enjoying Punisher, and I know Nick likes Punisher too, no matter what Ronnie says, but this Punisher and War Armor, or War Machine Armor is awesome. Then there's Star Wars, which I enjoy the Star Wars books. I think that's some of the better stuff they're putting out. I don't think they're getting them. And listening to them, I don't think they get the comics.
Wow. I'm surprised. I've missed that. I've been listening to them, and I thought they. I can't believe there's anything Star Wars that they didn't. But.
So, and they're putting out quite a bit of them. And let's see, there's no Thor, new Iron Man, some reprints, a bunch of Venom, because I guess there's a movie coming out about that. And.
Now look at that Venom number 4 cover. That's similar to that Miracle. Do you like that cover?
Oh, Mr. Miracle. Oh, but this, I mean, it's a Clayton Crane cover, I do believe. No, it's not. It's a Ryan Stegman cover. And it's written by Donny Cates. So you'll be reading Venom too, won't you?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'll take it under advisement.
Well, I think I remember reading something where Donny Cates was saying he pitched his Venom and he had like 100 issues worth of Venom he could write. And they thought he was joking, and he kind of started rattling off this, and this. And they were like, dumbfounded and say, okay, knock yourself out. So this may be what Donny Cates writes for a while.
I kind of heard similar things about Doctor Strange, but I don't know.
And it looks like now we're into posters and trade paperbacks, and then we end up with an X-Men Red. So I'm hoping soon there's a mysterious another X book coming out, and I'm hoping it's Uncanny, and they just get off of all this other X-Men crap, and you just make Uncanny X-Men, like it's supposed to be. But that's the Marvel. All right. Dynamite Entertainment.
Yes.
So.
Maybe you know about this, because I was looking at this, and I somehow missed out on, supposedly it was about 10 years ago, this Project Superpowers.
Yeah, I got those when they were first coming out.
I missed out on completely, because they're doing this, apparently they're redoing or coming out with the new stories, because they've got this Project Superpowers number 0 that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be coming out with an omnibus of the original.
Yep. Yeah, but do you recognize the heroes on the cover?
Well, yes.
Well, there's the Black Terror, there's the Death-Defying Devil, and there's Masquerade.
Right.
But these are all Golden Age pulp heroes. So, you know, actually that one, that Death-Defying Devil, was the original Daredevil. Back in the day. Now, it wasn't Marvel or Timely or something like that. I forget exactly. But, I mean, these are 1930s characters that Dynamite resurrected 10 years ago or so. And they were, it was all right. I just didn't. I mean, it's a Matina cover. And it's a nice looking cover.
I'm not sure what they're doing with it. I mean,
just trying to create their own superhero universe. So I think the Green Hornet kind of.
Right. But they've got this 508, nearly 600 page omnibus of the first from what, 10 years ago for $40.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd be willing to read that in order to try to. Is it something, if they're going to be doing news stories, is it something I can pick up without having to go back in?
I don't think you have to go back. I don't think you have to go back.
Okay.
Ooh, but it looks like they're bringing back some Elvira,
yes.
Mistress of the Dark.
I noticed that.
So I may pass on that.
Oh, there's
a Michael Linsner cover. And let's see. Yeah, there's the omnibus, and then there's the Vampirella, Betty Page, Barbarella. Man, Barbarella's still going, huh?
Number eight. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a mini or how long it's supposed to be.
Dark Shadows. More Elvira. A bunch of Green Hornet, Guar, James Bond, which is actually some pretty good stuff they're actually putting out, the James Bond stuff.
I really like what they're doing with Bond.
Kiss. Ninjets. Panther, Pathfinder. More Project Superpowers. Those must be some collections.
Yeah.
Of some past stuff. So it looks like, yeah, they're really pushing that. Because these are all the trades from back 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, well, look, if you look at in the catalog.
I mean, well, I saw the Omni up there, the $40 Omni.
But, I mean, they've got like two pages of this, and they labeled it a gem of the month. And then on the next page, they've got this printed interview about talking to Rob Williams about taking on. So they're, yeah, Dynamite's going to be putting some effort behind this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it's something I'm going to be interested enough to.
Yeah.
So, move on to Boom, I guess.
Yeah. And then it looks like they finished off with Red Sonja, some Sherlock Holmes, and Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yep.
At least she's not a Disney princess. There's a new Dark Crystal series starting. Nice. I read the last series and it was actually really good. It's very nostalgic. Dark Crystal stuff. I saw that.
New Cullen Bunn book, Bone Parish.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that. He's writing a lot too. He's almost writing as many books as Lemire.
Yes.
It's just most of them are for Marvel.
A new drug.
No. That's Donny Cates. Sorry. I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah, a new drug is sweeping through the streets of New Orleans, one made from the ashes of the dead.
Ah, that sounds tasty.
So.
Oh, there's a hardcover, Klaus, and I guess they've gone away from floppies, and if you want to read it, two new stories, you gotta read, it collects Klaus and the Witch of Winter. Okay. My bad, it's almost like a hardcover trade paperback.
Right.
So, let's see. Now we're into some of the licensed stuff. There's Adventure Time, Amazing World of Gumball.
I don't see much else rested in here other than the licensed stuff.
Yeah, there's some Labyrinth, so there's some Jim Henson Labyrinth. So, you know, they're doing quite a bit of stuff with their Muppets and Jim Henson license they've got.
Right.
Hey, there's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes.
So.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Oh. RoboCop. WWE. Check, please. I'm not interested in that at all.
All right. Ooh, look at the DC collectibles.
I try not to, because I always find something there I want.
Oh, that Artist Alley Catwoman.
That's a neat looking.
Or the Batman black and white, the Batman Who Laughs black and white statue?
That one's not interesting. That does not appeal to me.
What about the Batman 1966 Alfred bust?
Not enough. Don't want to pay for it now.
All right, into our general comics and graphic novels, where we lead off with Archie meets Batman 66.
Yes, kind of looking forward to that, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Do you like the Batman 66 books?
Yeah, I do. It's nostalgic from my childhood.
Okay, so which cover do you like, the Allred or the Parent and Bone? The cover A or the cover E? Oh, but cover C is in the Batmobile.
I don't say. I don't know. I have to think about that one.
Or cover D, where it's like Batman with Betty and Veronica in their go-go dresses or whatever you call that from the 60s.
The Parent and Bone one is the funniest one because it's Batman's looking at Robin and Robin is drawn exactly like Archie. It's Archie's head on Robin. I don't know. I see that. But...
Oh, you know what? But then there's another one there. I didn't see that. The cover F, the Templeton, where they're drag racing against the Batmobile.
Yes. Might have to get all of them.
Oh, there you go.
But now, obviously, Martin and Ronnie and Aaron will probably be all over this because
it's the Batman 66.
Yeah.
Meets Riverdale. But hey, look, there's a Britannia number one. Another Britannia. I've liked the Britannias.
I have liked them as well. This is a new series, Lost Eagles of Rome.
I like that title.
Valiant.
Mm. Oh, look, and some Doctor Who. The Road to the 13th Doctor. So what's so special about this 13th Doctor?
I'm not sure. I don't know what's different about her.
And on that note, hey, look, it's Helena. We'll just skip on by that.
Okay, here's something, a book that I thought looked funny. I've got it under the featured items. The Long Con.
Under featured items, The Long Con.
It's right after Helena.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of them.
Right.
Oh, okay. There I see it.
This is a funny sounding premise. 5 years ago, a cataclysmic event obliterated everything within a 50-mile radius of the Lost Spinoza Convention Center, including the attendees of the Long Con, the world's longest and biggest comic convention. But unknown to the outside world, the congoers not only survived, they kept the convention going. When proof of their survival surfaces, reporter Victor Lai is sent to investigate. After all, he was covering the con on that fateful day and escaped mere minutes before everything went kablooey.
Oh, yeah, it's never good when stuff goes kablooey.
I don't know, this is either going to be really stupid or damn clever. But it's from Oni, and Oni does some pretty good stuff.
Hmm. Oh, look at Relay number one from Aftershock Comics.
Right.
Aftershock Comics. Zach Thompson, Eric Bromberg, and Donnie Cates.
Yes. That's going to be
equal parts The Fifth Element and Philip K. Dick. Oh.
Now, this episode is going to come out after Free Comic Book Day, but Relay number one is going to be one of the free comic books on Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, that could be interesting.
We're recording this 2 days before Free Comic Book Day, but...
Yay, Free Comic Book Day. Gotta hit up. You know, our library here gives away comics on Free Comic Book Day.
Nice.
The only one per person, though. As opposed to the comic stores, which I think do two or three. Depending on which one you go to.
It depends on which one, yeah.
All right, so what else we got here? Zorro.
Stabbity Bunny trade paperback is coming out.
Yeah, the Stabbity Bunny. I tried explaining that to my wife, and she just gave me confused looks. So, there you go. All right, a bunch of trade paperbacks. Ooh, Clan Killers from Aftershock.
Yeah, that's another of the two books that's coming out. Relay and Clan Killers are two new books. Our number ones will come out in July.
There we go. There's Dead Life. What is that, Amigo comic? No, Titan. Well, the worldwide zombie epidemic has arrived. Oh, zombies. I'm over zombies.
I was over zombies a long time ago.
A new Lady Mechanica. La Belle Dame sans Merci.
Yeah, that looks... I was looking at the print catalog. the pages they were showing, example pages, were all monochrome. So I don't know if this is going to be black and white comic or not, but I like Lady Mechanica. That's Joe Benitez that writes and does this. I think does a good job with it.
Well, you've raved about it. I may have to check it out sometime. Oh, let's see. Rick and Morty, Sea of Thieves, Season of the Snake, Shadow Man, first trade paperback. Submerged from Vault Comics, which Vault's been getting a lot of attention lately.
Yes.
On the night of the biggest storm in New York City history, Alicia Puente gets a call from her strange little brother, Angel, terrified, begging for help. When the call cuts out suddenly, despite the bad feelings between him, Ellie rushes into the night. Finding his broken phone in front of a barricaded subway station, Ellie follows echoes of her brother into the sinister darkness of the underground, desperate to find him before it's too late. I don't know. I've been enjoying just everything that Vault's been putting out.
I'm definitely going to get back. I'm going to get everything, starting all the new stuff that's coming out from them.
So just mark me down. Yeah, but... Oh, yeah, and I was going through that. So you saw where Failsafe got optioned for a movie or a Netflix series. I can't remember. But only issues 1 through 3 of 6 have come out, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be a very short series, apparently, on Netflix.
I keep thinking I missed them, but I can't find where issues 3, 4, or 5 got released.
There you have it. 3 has been released.
Yeah, 3 has. 4, 5, and 6, the second half hasn't.
Nope.
So I am curious about that. That's the only that, and I think the last issue of Powerless from Vault hasn't come out. Everything else is kind of finished, or is in process. Like Heathen was going pretty good, and I think it takes about 4 or 5 months between issues now, but that's still three times as fast as Black Mask.
Now, I'm off. Black Mask is doing better.
Well, I've still only got 2 issues of Cal Exit in the past 2 years.
Well, you got to look at the author on that.
No, true.
Matt Pizzolo.
All right, so down into here. We're still in the A's. And I'm going to skip my Alien Toilet Monsters issue 2. Nope. Apocalypse Girl number 3. That's Amigo. Oh, then your Archie comics, but no Batman in these.
No, these are standard.
Yeah, a bunch of Attack on Titan trade paperbacks. That's one manga I've never... here's popular that I've just never watched any of. Oh, and there's Baby Teeth 12. Good book there.
Yep.
Oh, then Belladonna. So we got about 4 or 5 we can skip by next.
More than that. That's like three or four
pages?
Pages of Betrothed from Aftershock.
Which has been pretty good, the 2 issues I've read of that.
Yep.
This is issue 5. Then something called Vixens. Oh, Betty and Veronica Vixens. So, okay.
Now, I had read, talking about Black Mask, I had read the first series, Black, that they put out. And now they've been coming out with Black AF, and now Black Windows.
And that's got an option for a movie or something, I want to think.
Yes, and those are, individual copies of those books are getting hard as hell to find, because people are snapping those up, thinking they're going to be collectible. But I've got to get back. I'm going to catch up on reading this because I've heard good things about it. Martin has talked about it. But that's a black and white comic, a monochrome comic.
Yep. See, there's Bloodshot Salvation 11, where Bloodshot's in 4002 AD. And then a bunch of Bone trade paperbacks. And then, there's a bunch of Catalyst Prime. Catalyst Prime XL, Astonisher, Incidentals, Kino, Summit, and Superb.
I'm kind of on hiatus from reading them. I'm waiting for trades to kind of accumulate, and I'll catch back up, but I'm not reading much of anything with them right now.
Some Cavewoman we can skip. Let's see, some more of these. There's some more Vault. Cult Classic Return to Whisper. I read the first issue of that, and it was pretty interesting. Like I said, Vault's putting out some good stuff.
Yes, they're really... Vault and Aftershock, right? Seemingly can do no wrong.
Yep. There's a Damned 11. You been keeping up with it?
Nope, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I've kept up with it. It's still pretty interesting. I'm liking it. Danger Doll Squad. Nope. Not for me. Might be for some. Oh, Deep Roots, issue 4 from Vault. I read the first issue of that. That's very interesting.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting. Ooh, look, some Dynamic Forces Action Comics 1000 signed Kurt Swan prints or something for $49, $38.
Or you can get the Dynamic Forces Batman number 44 Catwoman signed Tom King pack for $79.
Ooh. Ooh. Is it foil?
I don't know. That's... Follow Batman. What does it say? Didn't say that.
Hmm.
Dual variant cover set with matching numbers.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. But that's what the write-up says. Oh, and it says final cover may vary. So what they're showing here is... I don't
but that is the... Those are the covers to issue 44. How can the covers vary? Because that is... That was the cover.
I don't know. Asking the wrong guy.
Okay. And then more of just your covers that you can have signed and lettered and sealed and whatever. Okay. But now we're into the Doctor Who. Right. Which was pretty quick. Usually more Doctor Who, I thought.
Not right. That's more the EC Archives stuff.
Yeah.
They weren't so damned expensive.
Yeah, yeah. But I cheaper mean, than getting the originals.
Well, that's true, but still, I'm not ready to start paying out $50 for hardcover reprints.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. There's some Zenoscope stuff. The Ghost Money Hardcover, Volume 1. Ooh, I wonder if that has rounded edges.
I don't know. Could possibly be.
Can't tell. Can't tell. Let's see. Then there's Harbinger Wars 2, number 3 of 4. The big summer. Ooh, they're showing the Heathen Trade Paperback Volume 1. So that's the first 4 issues for Heathen from Vault, which I think it got opted for a movie.
Doesn't surprise me.
And then there's Helena. We can skip by that. Her Infernal Descent. I finally read that this week, and it was pretty good.
I like that a lot.
I think I have to go reread it. I think when you first go through it, it's a bit... You gotta absorb it, and going through it the second time will probably read a lot better for me.
It's a little bit dense, and it also helps if you're familiar with Dante's Inferno.
Have you ever read the Inferno?
Which I've read multiple times.
Well, I was more of a Paradise Lost and Paradise Found kind of guy.
I found that a lot more tedious. Anyway.
Then we're into the H's Hunter of This, which is really quick because now we're in the I's. What is Infinity 8? Oh, that's another from... Have you read any of the Infinity 8 from Magnetic Press from Lion's Forge?
No, I have not.
So that's issue 4. I think it's in Hoopla. So I may need to check it and see if I need to... I think issue 1's in Hoopla, so I need to check it out and see. I was wanting to, and I had it, and I let it expire, and I still haven't gotten it. But, you know, I've liked the other stuff from in the Magnetic Collection, so I want to try it just because some of the Jazz Maynard's just so good, and I just want some more stuff like Jazz Maynard. But there's Jazz Legend.
Not the same.
Not the same from Scout Comics. Plus, you know, the protagonist is named Martin, so why would you want to read that?
Yeah, no interest.
Ooh, but there's Jazz Maynard Volume 2, Number 6. Is 6-ish the final issue of this arc?
I don't know. I was thinking it was 8, but I may be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it might be 8. Jughead, Jungle Fantasy. Well, that Jungle Fantasy takes up a lot of lines. Some K's and some L's. There's some Lady Death, but that's a $40 book.
That's the naughty edition.
Oh, it's like a sketchbook. That's why.
Yeah. Plus, you have to pay more. You don't want a naughty. There's nothing worse than a cheap naughty edition of a book.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's gotta be expensive, so you feel like you got your money's worth.
Exactly.
So some Mega Man. Wow, quite a bit of Mega Man. A bunch of Michael Turner stuff. Hey, there's Mike Hammer number 2. So that's our only, hard case crime.
Right now, yep.
Oh, didn't Corey's War end last week?
Yes, or whenever the last issue was. I think it was the end of it.
Yeah, I think that was last week. So this is like the only hard case crime going on. Oh, that was so good when all that was coming out.
Yeah, maybe I'll be back again. But yeah, it was some of the better stuff I liked.
Ooh, but do you see that? The Millennium Trilogy box from Titan, where it's got all three of the girl with the dragon tattoo, the girl who played with fire, and the girl who kicked the hornet's nest all in one for $60?
I did see that. Not a bad price for all of that.
Nope.
Not at all. That's a lot of content in that.
So it was like three comics each, and each comic was at 60 pages, 8 pages?
Something like that. 80 pages? Something like that, yeah.
Let's say 60 pages and three. So it's 180 pages each volume. So that's like 364, 540 pages there for $59.99. And that's a low conservative estimate.
Right. Probably more.
And let's see. Then we get a bunch of manga. And then there's Ninja K. And Ninjas versus Robots. And Ninja Slayer kills GN. A lot of ninjas end up a lot in comic book titles, it appears.
Well, there's a one, and I missed it. I saw it in the print edition. There's a number one book coming out, Teenage Mutant Ninja Sarabai. Number
the
one.
The what?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Sarabai.
Nope. Pass.
It's the Cerebus.
Oh, it's the Cerebus. Oh, the Dave Sim parodies. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, guy's got to make a living. Got to make a living.
I thought about Paul, because Paul, he likes the Cerebus.
Ooh, look, Prince Valiant hardcovers. Wow, quite a bit of them. Man, that started in 1937. Well, yeah, I guess I could see that. Ooh, look, Prisoner number 4. Man, I like that
Prisoner. Prisoner's kicking it. That really was a damn good. It's rare that I read the first issue of a book, and I'm really excited about it. Because sometimes it takes a couple of issues.
I was wondering how they were going to do it, and it's just really nice how they did it. I thought they're going to do the 1960s version, just kind of revamped, but.
Yeah, that's what I was.
It was totally unexpected, but it totally fits, and I think they did an excellent job. Excellent job with The Prisoner. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, they kept the spirit of the 60s TV program, but they brought it into a modern context. It really works.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. After one issue, that was very good. I think, it's only 4 issues. And I'm getting the photo covers because I want those black and white 60s photo covers. Zenoscope, Revenge of Wonderland, Rick and Morty, Rising of the Shield Hero, ooh, Robotech, I want to think it's been delayed some. I've been enjoying it, and it's been taken off on a new angle, but feels like it's been a while since it's come out. I guess I need to check and make sure I haven't missed an issue. So what else we got? What are you looking at now? I'm down with the Scott Pilgrim stuff.
Right. I'd scroll back up, now I'm trying to get back to where. All right, Scott Pilgrim. Not much.
There's Shadow Man 5.
Strangers in Paradise. We'll continue on from Abstract.
Oh yeah. Some good stuff there.
There's Teenage Mutant Ninja Sarabai.
Oh yeah. There's 4 of them, alright. Or 3. No, there's 4. Yeah. Okay.
Uber Invasion. I've not read any of that stuff. I know Ronnie's big on it.
And, you know, it sounds like something that might be up my alley. I love alternate history, and I love World War II stuff, so maybe if it was written by Ennis. There's issue 3 of Vagrant Queen, another Vault comic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, because that's written by Mags Visaggio.
Yeah, issue 1 has not come out quite yet.
Not yet. It's days away. Wasted Space continues on.
Yeah, I finally got my floppy earlier this week. Wayward Sons, World of Archie, some Exo Manowar, some Xenobirror from Scout, I don't know. I've tried to get in some Scout stuff, and I just haven't been able to get into any of their books.
I have a couple of other than Heavenly Blues.
Yeah.
But that's about the only one. I've tried two or
three.
I've tried
some others. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not take to them.
And I guess we end up with Zombie Tramp.
There was one other book I noticed in the catalog, print catalog, and I haven't found it here because but it's an IDW book. It's a hardcover that's coming out called Atomic Empire. And what drew me was the name of the writer. Do you remember Cheery Smoldering? Cheery Smoldering?
That sounds familiar, but it's...
He wrote Ghost Money.
That's what it is. I knew I was recognizing the name.
But this is a 144 pages hardcover for $25. It's an original graphic novel.
Graphic novel or novel?
It's just a graphic novel, but it's not coming out until September.
Yeah.
Showing up. But I saw that and I'm like, I know that name because we talked about it.
Yeah, I'm taking a look down into the books and seeing if there's anything because every once in a while they sneak something down there that's worth getting.
Are you going to get the hardcover, The Quotable Negan?
No, I think I'm going to skip that.
Warped Witticisms, Obscene Observations. Yeah.
Gonna skip that. It looks like the new Overstreets are supposed to be coming out, but not that month yet. So not quite up yet.
There's nothing. Oh, there's a night book that looks interesting. The Art of Daniel Clowes, Modern. Most of his work is published by Fantagraphics, as is this book.
Mm-hmm.
I would get the Shadow novel, 132 Fingers of Death. I'm 132 Fingers of Death. That's what
Yeah, I'm going to take a look because I see something like Robotech Visual Archive Macross Saga hardcover second edition, and it's like I've got that hardcover, but I'm like, is what I got the first edition or is what have I got the second edition? I can't tell.
I don't know.
And what is the difference between the first edition and the second edition?
One has the number one on the cover, the other has the number two on the cover.
Well, one would think that. But I don't see any difference in, or maybe this is the second edition from the first editions back in the day. Can't tell ya. But I love me some Robotech. Oh, I love me some Robotech. Oh, let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing too much down here in the books. And I've gotten to the books and all that's left is magazine. So I think I am done with the previews. So
yep, I am.
I guess this means I need to turn in my order form this weekend. What about the cards? Do you ever look at the trading cards?
No, never.
Baseball cards, football cards, Star Trek cards.
Nope. I'll occasionally look at the art books. I don't see them here. I just don't like it. I know it makes it easier for the podcast, but I don't like going through previews on this online.
Oh, you don't?
No, I like my book.
Well, I like the book too, but the problem is you can't see all the covers.
Well, that's true.
And it was like that dark side cover. It's like, I can't tell which artist it is.
I guess that's not as important to me.
Well, if I'm going to buy a book and if I'm going to spend $3.99 and, you know, I want my perceived value to be even higher by liking the cover.
We're back to perceived value.
Right. So if there's two covers there and I'm going to spend $3.99 or $4.99, I'm going to pick the cover I like.
Yeah, I agree.
So
that's kind of what it's. You know, I don't do that much on my pull list. I just, whatever the cover they pull, with a few exceptions, I'll decide, okay, I want this cover for this.
Because that's the thing, when that goes to print, they don't have all the covers yet.
No, that's true.
So, and if a cover can help make it worth more than a dime or a nickel when I decide to get rid of it, hey, even better.
Well, yeah. I understand. I'm not disagreeing. It's just hard for me to find anything online.
Well, yeah, because there's no rhyme or reason. Once you get into that area after the premier diamond whatever publishers, I can't figure out the rhyme or reason, and it's not it's not totally alphabetical.
No.
And I do like at the book it's alphabetical by publisher.
Exactly.
While on this digital it's almost. It's kind of alphabetical by title.
Well, like I was talking about earlier, you know, in the print, all the Black Mass books are together. I mean, the Black Crown, excuse me. It shows all those together, and that makes more logical sense. But again, you can't see all the covers.
Yeah, but again, like you said, should you be buying books because of the covers?
You buy books however you want the hell, however the hell you want to buy them. I mean, I have picked up books based on the cover alone, books to read. I'm not necessarily books that I thought I wanted the cover, but I don't know. You know, I wonder sometimes, we do get a little bit of feedback on these preview shows. I know Nick Wetmore likes them especially. But
does anybody else like them?
Yeah. And does anybody else besides you and I wonder sometimes just based on the average comic book reader, how many people buy previews or look at previews?
Well, it's given to me free by my shop. That's how I don't have a pull list. My pull list is the order form. I just order each month.
Right.
I mean, previously, I'm trying to remember back in the day, you know, I'd do the traditional pull list where I just wrote down the ongoings I wanted. And I would either see ads. You had the comic shop news, little newspaper thing you would get, and you'd see ads in the comics, and that's how I would decide what to get. But yeah, I never looked at previews to kind of look ahead 2 or 3 months. You kind of had to know what was coming out by paying attention to, like I said, ads in the comics.
Well, I think one thing that might put people off is if you buy it, especially in the comic book store, it's usually $3.99.
No, it's more than that.
No, it's $3.99 cover.
Oh, okay.
But unless you have a deal, like, you know, you get it for free. I get it for free from my LCS. Another option is if you order off of DCBS,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going back to DCBS on some things.
Oh, try Cowabunga.
Oh, okay. I'll try them.
Try them. Get on the list because they'll send you the spreadsheet. And all you have to do, and the spreadsheet is almost an exact copy of the previews print book. And all you have to do is just go through and you just click what you want.
I need to do that because I've got to cut back on some.
And what's nice with some of the indies, like with Aftershock, you just get the bundle. No knock. If you get the bundle where you get all five, like say they'll go, normally the books would be like 30% off, but if you get the bundle where you get all five Aftershock ongoings, you get like 40% knocked off when you bundle it.
And that's spelled with a K, right? Cowabunga with a K.
Yeah, Cowabunga with a K.
All right.
Cowabunga Comics. Out of somewhere in Wisconsin. I've just started getting some of my books from them, and it's great, and the savings are great. I get them bagged and boarded and get them delivered every other week. That's why I say some of my stuff I just got this week, because I mean, it came out 2 weeks ago, but I just got it. But
that doesn't bother me. That's not a big deal.
No, it doesn't bug me either, but it's so easy to see, and I think they've got better discounts on stuff than what I saw on DCBS.
Okay.
Plus, I mean, they got their own shop there. I don't know if DCBS does or not, but they actually run a comic shop there in Wisconsin.
DCBS has a heart. They have a brick and mortar store.
They have a brick and mortar?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing too is that Cowabunga participate. There's a podcast I listen to, Comics for Fun and Profit. I think Justin told me about it, and I listen to them, and they do a podcast every Saturday about what's coming out. So they kind of go through previews, but they kind of do it pretty quick, not like we do. But every other week or once a month, they bring on Eric from Cowabunga, and he starts talking about, you know, how the shop works, how pricing works, how they have to order stuff, and they give you a lot of background into the back behind the scenes on how a comic shop works and how they have to order stuff and things like that. So
interesting.
So it's a good one to listen to.
Do you listen to the, oh gosh, the names escape me. Give me a moment.
Total Geekery?
No, Contest of Challengers.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Martin put me onto it. I think it's a podcast he was listening to. It's a podcast done by the proprietors of a comic book shop in Chicago, I believe. Challenger Comics, I think it's in Chicago. They do interesting talk about comic books from the perspective of a shop owner, and you get some insights into how the business is run.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for another podcast, and who isn't?